The original universities in America, like Harvard, Yale, and Princeton, were all founded for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith, to borrow a phrase from the Pilgrims and the Mayflower Compact. Of course, the vast majority of these universities have gone secular, but some wonder about the degree of the secularization of the modern university in America. Is it shutting down alternative viewpoints? And is that dangerous? The nation was shocked by the recent murder of Charlie Kirk as he was advocating free speech and debate and promoting Christian values at a university in Utah, of all places. Dr. Corey Miller is a former professor and author of a new book called The Progressive Miseducation of America, Confronting the Cultural Revolution from the Classroom to Your Community. Consider Dr. Miller's warnings. Quote, America is undergoing a cultural revolution. Even when the political pendulum swings the other way, it is likely brief. America is big and has a durable history, set up wisely by the founders, but it is not bulletproof. Robust freedom is not freedom from something, but freedom to something. Today, the university is a case study in groupthink. Ideas have consequences. Bad ideas have victims. End quote. Dr. Corey Miller, who is the president of Ratio Christi, joins us now to discuss the need for reform in higher education. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and this is Vocal Point. Dr. Miller, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Dr. Newcomb, great to be here. Thank you.
Sure. You can just call me Jerry. Just don't call me late for supper. Okay, so I got a question for you. What exactly is Ratio Christi? And then we'll get right into the thesis of your book.
It is Latin for the reason of Christ, and we are a campus apologetics evangelism ministry serving on over 100 campuses at the undergraduate level, trying to help people have reasons from philosophy, science, history, and so forth for following Jesus Christ and giving reasons to others. So it's an evangelistic organization. We have a high school division, we have a professor's division, and more recently, we are trying to fund PhD students to go into top 100 universities to launch PhD student-only chapters for a 40 or 50-year program to reclaim the universities.
So it sounds like your goals and the goals of the late Charlie Kirk are very, very similar.
Yeah, I mean, his organization is, by its own website and mission, a political organization. Now, he has a faith division that's geared toward churches. Our focal point happens to be the secular university and the reclamation of those university campuses, because we once started the universities from Harvard, Princeton, and Yale, and then had to start all over again with Calvin, Wheaton, Biola, et cetera. And now we're finding cracks in the fissures at all of those, too. So I'm calling for the third revolution, as I described the first two revolutions, taking over the universities. And now we are on the outside looking in. We need to be on the inside looking out.
That is fascinating. You know, it's so interesting to look at this. I was even thinking the other day, now this is going to sound crazy, but it dawned on me, what if one day, in the future, okay, Turning Point became such a big organization, and what if one day there were people within it that actually took it off track and it became more woke, which is totally at odds with Charlie Kirk and his philosophy. But I was thinking, mission drift has occurred at Harvard and Yale and Dartmouth and, as you say, Wheaton and some of these other places. Obviously, Wheaton is, much more faithful to Christ and his kingdom. That's their phrase. I went to Wheaton Graduate School. But you could see, like you say, the fissures at current thing. Is secularism almost inevitable?
Well, mission drift is inevitable unless you guard against it. It's like atrophy or rather entropy. Things go from order to disorder. And that's just the pattern. We started all of the universities for the first 200 years, Jerry, since Harvard in 1636 up until about 1840, all the college presidents were also ministers, members of the clergy. And up until 1880, church and chapel attendance were still required. So this secular university idea is very, very new in American history, but we would think that it is just part of the DNA. It's not.
Okay, there's a something you say here. There's a 23-to-1 ratio of professors unfavorable to Christian beliefs on college campuses. Scientific naturalists and postmodern cultural Marxists have usurped ground that was once the domain of Bible-believing Christians. 23-to-1, is it that bad? Or is it even worse?
Well, yeah, it depends on what you're talking about. So it's 12-to-1 if you're talking about those who are age of retirement. But if you're talking about those who just got tenure and have 25, 30 years ahead of them, it's 23-to-1. If you're talking about the top schools like the Ivy Leagues, it's 27-to-1. If you're talking about religious studies, it's 70-to-1. And then Yale University just came out last month with their statistics. In their humanities and social sciences, it's 78-to-1. So what pastor or what parent is preparing our students to go there? We are literally, as parents and grandparents, paying for the apostasy of our own children. And what's worse is that in our churches, according to modern sociological evidence on worldview inventories, 6% of Americans hold to a biblical worldview as of 2022. A year later, it was 4%. Among pastors, it's 37%. But among evangelical, non-denominational pastors, it's between 51 to 57%. We're supposed to be excited about that. And we wonder why our culture is going secular so rapid and so radical. The Marxists, not the liberals, have now taken over the universities, and we are sending our children as fish into a barrel for them to take them and do with them whatever they want and conscript them to work for the other side.
Wow. You know, it's so amazing. It makes you even think, well, okay, some of our young people, even if they're college material, maybe they ought to figure out some alternative. I mean, there is Liberty University, there's Hillsdale, there's Grove City College, and then there's, you know, on the Catholic side of things, Ave Maria. But I mean, it's just, the choices are very few and far between.
You know, frankly, I would rather go to Harvard, Princeton, and Yale today and know exactly what to expect than I would going to some Christian colleges where you think you're getting one thing and you don't have your guard up. So parents need to start equipping their children rather than pawning them off to the youth pastor, which all too often is easy to do, especially since both parents work for a living and you're really exhausted when you get home. And because many of our churches, unfortunately, this is not all of them, but they're too interested in skinny jeans and fog machines or whatever the latest fad is. But we are not equipping our people with Christian thought, thoughtful Christianity through scripture and theology. We're giving them what we're reading from culture and sociology.
Okay, we have about 7 minutes left in this discussion. I want you to go ahead and just give us a crash course in what you say in your book that we need to wrap our minds around so we can indeed, you know, prepare our children.
Yeah, so my book is like three books. The first part is what in the world just happened to our country? This is no longer Grandma's America. Everyone can figure that out, and I try to lay that out from the university to the corporate world to K-12 to media. I mean, the K-12, even if they're going into Christian schools, they are still getting their degrees from secular universities. And that was the major target of the cultural Marxist. But this new revolutionary ideology has gotten all the way into the church from campus ministries to Christian academic societies, seminaries, and churches. You can't hide from it. You can't go into your closets anymore. They're coming into your closets. You need to prepare for the ideology that's coming out. So I lay it out and show that it's the university. That's where everyone's coming from. It's the university. So even if you're not called to go into the university, I give them the history of the university, show how we started the universities and how through two ideological revolutions that got taken over, the majority got thrown out. We're living in the second one right now. And that is a clue as to how we can, in fact, it's not just impossible, it is possible, and it's been actual that we can reclaim universities. But we have to have a sharpened focus, and it's going to take about 40 or 50 years. So in the final third of the book, I lay out the need of the hour, and that is to love God with our mind again, like following Jesus, who commanded us to love God with our mind, and to reinvest in the head of Christ, not just the heart and the hands of Christ. The Scandal of the Evangelical Mind, written by Mark Knowles 30 years ago, almost this month, was that there isn't much of an evangelical mind. That's not true of the history of Christianity, but it is of American Christianity in the last century. So I am saying that we need to start being able to deliver a response that Christianity is thoughtful, that it's good for the world, not wicked, oppressive, and evil, that it's reasonable, not irrational, and that it is true. So Christian apologetics, Christian thought. And then I with a clarion call, Jerry, I address pastors, parents and grandparents, professors and educators, parachurches, philanthropists and donors, political allies, and prayers, all hands on deck. Even if you're not called to go back into the university, everybody needs to understand what's coming out of the universities. Otherwise, you might as well just sacrifice your children now. Why wait 18 years?
Wow. Okay, so let's just take a particular topic. Okay, you mentioned America, and since this is Providence Forum, as one of the major outlets of this discussion, Providence Forum, it was founded by Dr. Peter Lilback, donated to Coral Ridge Ministries. I have the privilege to head it up. Bottom line is, we're just trying to let Americans know, remind Americans in case they didn't know, or in case they did know, but they need to be reminded about America's rich Christian roots. I mean, America had a lot to do. I mean, the Bible had a lot to do with the founding of America, in so many different ways. So let's just focus on America, because there's a lot of Christian bashing that takes place in the universities, and even heroes like Lincoln sometimes get bashed in the university setting. Oh yeah, there's my book, What If Jesus Had Never Been Born. We wrote that with Dr. Kennedy. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, when I was a seventh generation Mormon, when I left Mormonism and was just looking at Christianity many years ago, yours and Dr. Kennedy's book was one of the first books I read. And I've never forgotten about that. And in some recent parts of my writings, that's what I focus on. Is Christianity good or bad for the world? And it is good for the world. And I focus on government, on the rise of the universities, on hospitals and healthcare and all of that stuff. The reason why the West is best, the reason why millions of people literally want to invade the country, risk their own lives doing it, is because despite our bad selves, where we light people on fire alive on subways, they still see all the good that's here and want to be here. America, and this is my concluding chapter in the book, America cannot be made great again unless America is first made good again. I appreciate what's going on right now with the Trump administration. They have created an ability for us in the legal system to be able to litigate. He changed the judiciary. We have 4 federal victories, 5 appellate court victories, 2 SCOTUS assists, and 1 gift that we gave Joe Biden with the Department of Education just before he left office. But that's not our focal point. We want to litigate when we need to, but we want to do apologetics evangelism and see souls come to Christ at the undergrad. But at the grad and faculty levels, we want to learn how to integrate faith and reason, life and vocation, and infiltration back into the universities. This is about storming the beaches of Normandy in order to get back into World War II on the mainland in Europe. We have to establish a beachhead, and people can go look at my book for instructions on how to do that, or simply go to ratio.link/PMA for Progressive Miseducation America. ratio.link/PMA for Progressive Miseducation of America. Jerry, we have booklets by scholars, over 50 of them, that are 11th grade reading level, 25 pages long, on everything from the problem of why God allows evil, to the historical reliability of the Bible, to the questions of church and state, to trans, race, class, sex, gender, ethnicity. All of those by top Christian scholars that are readable and accessible, digital or printable, right there on that one site. So I want people to go there to be able to see that. If they want to invite me to their campus, to their church, to their conference, I would love to come and share more. This is about civilization here.
All right, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.